Donald M. O'Beer Jr., west of Road 229, 1,735 feet south of Road 38, being Lot 1, a variance from the lot width requirement for a parcel.
Mary Louise O'Beer, 11454.
Do you both swear affirm testimony about the issue to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Good evening. I'm Louise O'Beer. This is my husband, Don. We live at 11454 Smith Road. We live on approximately 10 acres. And what we would like to do is to create a variance of approximately 30 feet so that we can divide our 10 acres into a 9+1 acre.
Subdivision type.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question. According to the inspector's remarks here, it says that this was already approved in 2006. Is that correct, Mrs. Isaacs?
May 1st.
So why are we hearing it?
Because I thought once it was approved, it was approved. I didn't have to go through this again. And unfortunately, I got a letter saying that unless it was done in a year, it wouldn't be, unapproved.
So you never recorded a deed or a new sub? You never recorded a deed or a new subdivision plot? Is that?
No, because we hadn't made our mind up how big we wanted the lot. And then when I did and had it surveyed, then I come over here to get the subdivision second parcel number. The guy said you didn't renew the permit. I said I thought. They told me that I never had to, once it was done and approved, especially the variance, that it was done. And I thought I asked that question when I come up here before. So I was very surprised. So unfortunately, here we are again. But this time it is surveyed.
Do we need to determine that this is different? Or?
Well, yeah, I think like you would with any application right. That's lapsed. Based on time, whether it's construction or subdivision, it really works the same way, I guess.
Okay.
I'm guessing, was this the same survey that you presented before, or did you not even present a survey?
Right.
Before?
We never presented a survey because I wasn't sure of the parcel size.
Okay.
So, in order for us to rehear this, there has to be a reason that it's different than before. Would you agree?
No, that's only when it's denied and comes back for a second application. They were approved.
Gotcha.
It's just like the guy who didn't start construction within a year. They have to start all over again.
Okay.
It's the same application, I guess.
Not trying to make it difficult, just trying to go by the rules. So, okay, so you're wanting to subdivide now 119-foot wide parcel, is that correct?
Yes.
And what is that? What you say? 1 acre?
Yes. Well, I think he brought it down a little over an acre, just so it's 8+ and 1+.
Okay. And that would leave how much on the how much road frontage on the remaining parcel?
Well, we have 150 on our original building lot, and then the 119 is existing with a shortage of about 30 feet.
Is there, and there's not a dwelling on that parcel?
No.
And what's the reason for the subdivision?
Well, we just may want to downsize at some point. That's why we wasn't in a hurry to do it before. And it's getting hard to get single acre lots with different things changing in the county. And I said, if we're going to do it, now's the time to do it. And that's why I thought it was done forever before. And we just decided to do that. And like I say, when I was told this over at Planning and Zoning, I guess we told two different things. I still think I was told once it was done, but obviously we had the letter, which I didn't realize.
The, and that leaves, that you're subdividing off a parcel that would be 364 feet deep, correct?
I'd have to look, but
And I, okay.
You have 150 and 119. Oh, how deep? It really varies. It's a 10-acre piece.
Okay.
It goes back 800 feet in some areas.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Good.
And then, okay, the remaining of that would have 150-foot road frontage and go, and then continue back behind the adjoining properties?
Yes.
Okay. Any intent of any further subdivision in the future?
No.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickman? Mr. Edson?
The survey shows an existing house. Did you say there was not an existing house on the larger parcel?
There is an existing house. That's our home.
No, the other property is vacant. The only house is mine with a detached garage.
Which would be on the remaining nine.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, sir.
Mr. Mills, any further questions? Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, certainly nothing has changed other than the fact that the applicant didn't follow through with the subdivision. I don't think it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood. Certainly a unique lot. And and because of that, I think that necessary to enable reasonable use of the property because of the so much of the parcel being behind the other lots with no road frontage. I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,489.
And have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,489. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Case number 10.